Old Lewis had a rugged bear, whose jaws did threaten that he'd tear in sunder all where'er he came, until stout mastiffs of the game resolved to pull his courage down. Fighting the bear for a French crown, fighting the bear for a French crown. Those mastiffs was true English breed, who with the valiant Dutch agreed to fight the bear both tooth and nail, and doubted not but to prevail in bringing his fierce courage down. Fighting for the French royal crown, fighting for the French royal crown. The wager on both sides was laid, and likewise preparation made, that these stout mastiffs might advance to bait this brutish bear of France, and pull his fiery courage down. Fighting for the French royal crown, fighting for the French royal crown. An English dog amongst the rest, that did approve to be the best, Old Grizzle they his name did call, and was commander over all those valiant mastiffs of renown, who then would fight for a French crown, who then would fight for a French crown. Old Grizzle likewise did prefer young lapdogs unto office there, whose courage, conduct, care, and skill was like Old Grizzle's, who would kill the bear before he went from town, and win the wager of a crown, and win the wager of a crown. All things prepared, away they go, the mastiffs, spaniels, lapdogs too. And Grizzle did his wrath declare, drinking confusion to the bear. For England's honor and renown, he'd win the wager of a crown, he'd win the wager of a crown. This was at Grizzle's going out, that he thus whipped the bear about. But when the beast he did draw near, he stinked, nay, shrinked, and quaked for fear, while the stout mastiffs of renown would fain have played for a French crown, would fain have played for a French crown. He called his lapdogs then with speed, and made a speech they all agreed, that broken bones yields no delight, and they had rather eat than fight. But the stout mastiffs of renown was fierce to fight for a French crown, was fierce to fight for a French crown. The mastiffs, they were wild to go. At length Old Grizzle he did show them where this rugged bear did lie, yet would not venture to come nigh. But the stout mastiffs of renown was made to fight for a French crown, was made to fight for a French crown. The mastiffs then began to growl, and was resolved to fall foul on this old bear, and up they'd go, whether Old Grizzle would or no. For England's honor and renown, they'd fairly play for a French crown, they'd fairly play for a French crown. Their throats like thunder in the air did seem the very clouds to tear. For being eager of the game, they from their mouth sent streams of flame, like well-bred mastiffs of renown, who bravely played for a French crown, who bravely played for a French crown. Had but old Grizzle backed them there, the sour, rugged dancing bear had never returned to France again, but would have been destroyed and slain by well-bred mastiffs of renown, who fairly played for a French crown, who fairly played for a French crown. Another match we mean to play, but Grizzle shall not lead the way. We'll make the bear to rave and roar, then will he fly and nevermore come near this nation of renown. Then Louis, have at thy French crown, then Louis, have at thy French crown.